Get it together. That's too much. First episode, okay?
We gotta ease down. Yes. In.
It's not called overshared. It's just overshared.
We're trying to get them to come to the second episode.
Just act cool, guys. Act normal.
Yeah.
Be cool.
This is
Overshared,
a rideshare podcast with Tammy.
What is wrong with you? Like, that's not how you hit on a girl.
Tara.
It just gets funnier the more you say it.
And Mark. He's a man of few words. And myself, Josh.
I don't know. And so I just drive off in shame.
We have no clue where you're going. But we're definitely going to get you there. Buckle up, bitches.
So let's do introductions. Let's start with Josh. And what I've decided to do is give everybody exactly 10 seconds to give you an introduction of who they are and why they're here. So ready, Josh, go. One.
I've been a rideshare driver for 4 years. I have great stories. I'm excited to share it with everybody. We're going to have a hell of a
All right, Josh, thanks. That was awesome.
Better
maybe next time.
You have won nothing.
Oh, it's your turn.
It is your turn.
It's a lot of pressure.
Tammy. So, Tammy, tell us your story. You have 10 seconds. Go. One.
Okay. Breathe. My name is Tammy. I've been a rideshare driver for 4 years. I love rideshare driving. Beep. And people.
Please exit.
And I failed.
Better luck again. Next time.
Okay.
I lose everything.
Maybe 10 seconds isn't quite long.
No, I don't want more seconds. I don't like attention on me.
That was actually enough.
Tara, my awesome and beautiful wife, will get 4 seconds. Can you do 4 seconds?
4 seconds works.
All right, go.
I'm Tara, and I'm Tammy's little sister.
Done. All right, I am Mark. I'm Tara's husband, and I just enjoy the fruits of all of her labor. I am riding the coattails of stardom. Really, I have nothing to do except provide filler bullshit.
That was more than 10 seconds.
I love how all three of us allowed that to happen. We were just like sat here like, oh, who the hell are you?
Like, oh, let's learn about Mark.
Well, honestly, he never talks. So I was kind of like, where's this going to go?
Yes. To our listeners who don't know me, you are also welcome. Because she's right. I don't really talk that much.
I'm going to be a little more generous than Mark with the time. I think it'd be really nice to get to know the very first time that each of you went out to do rideshare, your first experience doing rideshare.
Okay. So my first experience was Halloween week, which is the craziest week in Austin, in my opinion. After I went through South By, I thought maybe it compared a little bit. But Halloween week's pretty crazy. So I went downtown and I was terrified. I was terrified to turn on my app. Like, I think I waited like a week before I even did it. And then when I finally turned on my app and drove downtown, I missed the first ride. Like, when it came through, I didn't see it. Because like, I wasn't used to looking at my phone yet. But I got my next ride, which I did take. And I picked up
your actual first ride.
Yes, my actual first ride.
Your second first ride, I guess?
Yes. Is that
your second first ride?
And I picked up this guy, and he was only going like 3 minutes or something up the road, which was perfect, actually, because I was terrified. And he gets in the car, and I was shaking, like really for real shaking. I was so scared. And he gets in the car, and I'm like, hi, how are you? And he's like, I'm great. How are you? And he's all smooth and normal, like a, you know, normal person. And I'm like, this is my first ride. And he's like, oh, really? That's so cute. And I was like, yeah, I'm really scared. He's like, oh, it's totally fine. Let me show you how it works. And he just started telling me how you pick up the passengers, how they normally get in, and what it's normally like in a ride and
what
stuff.
What a great first rider.
Yeah. And then he's like, good luck. You're going to do great.
He was so nice.
He was the best first passenger in the world. So if you're out there, first passenger, I love you.
Oh, so I have a favor to ask.
No.
Oh, boy.
Let's go back. I want to rewind that entire story.
Oh, no.
And compare it to losing your virginity. Didn't even know it happened.
That's so true.
And the second one, you're super nervous.
Does the first time really count when you're losing your virginity, honestly?
And Mr. Seasoned Pro comes up and says, oh, let me show you how it's done. And he was all smooth and normal.
And the experience was much better the second, one.
What a great first ride.
The second first time is always the best.
So much better than my first ride. Yeah. I literally had, so I started during South By, which is this huge, you know, music and education and this huge festival in
the second
Austin.
Craziest time in Austin.
Yeah, like
in
we
my
just
opinion.
Double in size. And so I decided they turned my app on a Friday at 4 p.m.
Oh my goodness.
And so I said, oh, I'm driving downtown because I guess that's where the rides are. And so I turned my app on at 5 p.m. on a Friday, the first Friday of South by Southwest.
Oh no.
And I was so nervous that I stopped at the dollar store and I got like candy and lollipops and everything. Because I was like,
if you thought you'd bribe them with candy.
Yes. Because I knew I knew the game. I knew I had to keep a 5-star rating. So I was like, I'm going to fuck some shit up today. So I better give these bitches candy. I remember the first week I turned the wrong way. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Would you like a lollipop?
Like the wrong way on a one way?
No.
Okay.
No, just like I missed their exit or something. I was like,
because I'm going to say, I'm going to need like a chocolate bar. You're the wrong way on a one way. We're not fucking around. I need a chocolate bar for that.
Or have a big bowl of the small candy and just start tossing it in the back seat. Here you go.
No, that was my first week. It was really, really like I was nervous the whole time, but then when people got in my car and they started talking and sharing cool stories, I was like, God, this job is cool. And I kept meeting interesting people and I was like, oh, I could do this forever.
So Halloween week and South By week, first week.
And people should know that Halloween in Austin, Texas
is amazing.
It's a big deal.
It's like a big deal.
Downtown Halloween.
Yeah. I was going to say, there cannot be busier weeks of the year.
I always tell people, if you haven't been to Austin, you know, like 6th Street during Halloween week, you definitely have to make it a priority. Because, I mean, if you can handle people, you know, but it's like, imagine a sea of like hundreds and hundreds of people everywhere, like everywhere, dressed in every costume you can possibly imagine. And the vibe is so high. You're driving down the street and your passengers are putting the windows down going, hey, look, it's Woody. Oh, look, there's Wonder Woman, you know. And they're like, I mean, everyone's like yelling back and they're singing to each other. And I mean, it's fun. It is a fun, fun time to drive is
but
my favorite.
Your first week.
Your first week.
Oh, we picked doozies.
Yes. Oh, man.
We picked doozies.
Yeah. So whenever I introduce Josh, the first story I make him tell is his most embarrassing story that he's ever had, probably, maybe.
I mean, I've had several embarrassing stories, but I feel like this one kind of just tops it. It's, yeah.
Okay, Josh, you have to tell the story.
All right. Well, you know, as a rideshare driver, you're always out, and I have a need for caffeine. And so I usually go on these kicks, and I was in a green tea kick from Starbucks. So
I also keep in mind that there's nowhere to pee ever when you're a rideshare driver.
No, never, never. Never. No matter where you
for
go.
Hours and hours.
You'll be on your 20th ride, and you'll be like, please just let me go pee. Like,
and then you start surging, and then you don't know what to do.
Yeah, and then you're like, do I make money, or do I use the bathroom? And it's always like money. You're like, I'll pay for the infection later. So I decided, you know, I had my Trenta Starbucks green tea. And I was on a very long ride, and I had drank it all, and I decided I was going to pull over on the side of the road and use the bathroom, but I didn't want to pee in somebody's yard because that's just rude. So I peed in my Starbucks cup, but I am also forgetful. And so my lovely self, I used the bathroom and I forgot to dispose of my cup. And I got caught in another ride. And thinking back at this, I went through like a couple rides with my urine in the middle in a Starbucks cup. But I mean, it looks like green tea, so nobody's looking, right? Time goes by and I forget all about that I used the restroom. I just remember that I bought green tea. And I look down, and to my surprise, I have some green tea left. I was so excited. I was like, yes, green tea. Like, I thought I manifested something out of nothing. I thought it was like the Jesus of Starbucks. I was like, look, I multiplied. So I go to take a swig, and it gets all the way down my throat. All the way down until I realized that was not green tea. And it was too late to get it out. I didn't know what to do.
And what did you do next?
Well, I did what any girl on prom night does when they don't want to fuck up their dress. They swallow and they go on being fabulous.
Oh, God.
Awkward.
My heart is hit on, though. This dude was rubbing my belly, telling me how cute I was while eating a beef empanada that was extremely spicy and, like, just clogging up my nasal passages. And then he leaned into it for a kiss. And I was like, whoa, buddy. First off, swallow your empanada. Second off, stop rubbing my belly. And third, get the fuck out of my car.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have let him keep rubbing my belly.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, there's something I get it. Like, it's weird.
Nice about that.
Yeah. I felt kind of violated, but kind of excited all at the same time. And I didn't know what to do with those feelings. So I just sat there for about 30 seconds just to, like, see where these feelings would go.
And then the empanada just, like, looking empanada.
Yeah, and then the empanada, like, whiff just came across, and I was like, fuck, and, like, snapped me out of that whole idea of, like, oh, I'm getting my belly rubbed. Yeah, this is nice. I could do this for another minute. Yeah, and then empanada, get the fuck out of my car.
Yeah, I've kicked a lot of guys out of my car because they wanted to kiss me, because they'll look at you and they'll be like, can I have a kiss? And you're like, no. And then they're like, come on, just kiss me. I have sat for a half an hour sometimes arguing with them to get out of my car because they're not going to kiss me, you know, or other things. Like, you know, they want other things too. But,
hold hands.
Of course.
A belly rub.
Will you just rub my belly? Well, can I rub yours? I'm surprised I haven't had that happen, but I've not had that happen.
It sounds crazy, like, being like a male and being in the rideshare industry, like, you don't think that stuff's gonna happen to you until one time you're like out of the stop sign and the guy's like looking at you and he's like, can I kiss you? And you're like, no. No, you cannot. And then I had the guy literally grab my head and he was strong and he like pulled me in and like just like kissed me. And I was like, now you can get out of my fucking car. And he's like, we're on the highway.
Yep.
I don't care. This was not my decision. You made that choice.
He face planted you on the highway?
We were at a stoplight. Getting on to, like, right on that, like, frontage road, light turned green. And I was like, you have to get out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you have a friend who's, like, you're always introduced as, like, this is your name. Oh, he's the gay guy. Like, this is the gay friend. Like,
I didn't bother with that.
Thank God now that's been replaced with, this is the pee story guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh.
Pee story guy.
The only time I introduce you as, this is Josh, he's gay.
If you're trying to hit on him.
The guy's hot. And I'm like, yeah, he's gay. Don't worry.
Gay, don't worry. He was worried he might be straight.
He's gay, don't worry. Well, because me and Josh take a lot of pictures together, and people always think that we're girlfriend and boyfriend.
You were on the phone with him one time over here, and you were like, okay, I love you, or whatever, when you were hanging up. And it was really sweet. I really liked that.
We always do that. I drove these two guys the other day, and they were going up to the Domain, and the one guy, like, well, there were, like, two sets of people because it was a shared ride, and the one guy got out, and then the other guy in the back's like, hey, what's your name? And I said, my name, you know, and then he's like, yeah, I have to pee really bad. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he's like, no, but before we get there. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, I'll pull over in a minute when there's no lights anywhere, because we were in like a neighborhood. He like didn't really say anything. And I was looking for a place where, you know, all the house lights weren't on because they were all on, you know. Finally, I like turned down a street and it was kind of dark, and I pulled over and I said, is this okay? And he's like, I mean, could I get in trouble for public indecency? I said, probably, but I'll turn off all the lights. It'll be fine. I won't look. he's like, okay. And I said, I mean, you're a guy, right? He's like, yeah. And then his friend goes, hey, I have to pee too, dude. It's okay. And I was like, yeah, you guys are fine. It's not like a girl. You know, I do this sometimes. I was like, it's kind of different when I do it. I said, you're cool. And I pulled over, I turned off the headlights, I turned off all the interior lights, and I was like, all right, I'll be here. They just both came. They got back in the car and they're like, you're really cool. I was like, I know.
That's funny.
Ride share. When you lost all dignity.
It was like the middle of a neighborhood. like right off Duval Street.
Oh, no. Now people are checking their security cams.
I mean, it wasn't like right off. It was pretty close to Duval Street. Yeah, it's fine.
This is.
And then we talked all about public indecency and how they have to like put you on the pedophile list after that. And we talked about how this could ruin their whole lives. And I was like, yeah. And then the one guy goes, yeah, I'm in the military. I was like, well, you won't be for long. It was funny. It was actually kind of a fun ride.
But hold it. That's a passenger story. You made me share something really personal. So I need for you to give me a little something better, because I know you have better than that.
And I also make you share that story to everyone that you meet. Yeah.
And this is our first episode, so I think that we need to overshare.
Real. Good point.
True. I definitely have my own pee stories, because there's literally nowhere to pee downtown ever, like ever. And you can ask all of the people at the gas stations and they don't give a crap. They don't care. They don't care if you can pee or not. So they don't let you. So anyway, I will tell you about one time, just one. I'm not going to.
It's only ever happened once, for sure.
I'm not going to tell you about the time I peed my pants. Or the other time. Or, okay, let's just not tell any of that. So one time I was in the middle of nowhere and I had to pee so bad, like really, really bad. And the rides just come one after another and like you don't get to stop, because once you get back to town, you can't stop anymore. And there's nowhere to stop anyway. So I used to, all right, I might have done this multiple times.
But we could claim it was just one time. It's just this one time.
I'd like to say this was just once. But no, I'm not a guy, so I can't pee in a cup and then drink it later. You know? Even if I don't have any tea.
Jealous.
That's not how it works for girls. So I would pull over and I would get out. And then I would open like the passenger side front door and the passenger side back door. And then I would go in the middle of the two doors and I'd crouch down and I'd pee. All these cars would be going up the highway. So I would sit there going, I really hope that they can't see my butt right now. So if you've seen my butt, sorry.
Okay, I don't feel so bad for my story now.
By the way, I want to name this season one, Peepisode 1. But as odd as it sounds to say, I think it's sort of an awkward dovetail into why we do this in the first place. Reaching out and serving the gig economy community in this kind of way is fulfilling to me. But as a public service broadcast request to the city of Austin and surrounding communities, if you if you would be so kind as to provide a place to urinate for rideshare drivers and passengers, that would be much appreciated. Thank you.
As a matter of fact, you could reach out to us. You could reach out to us on our website, overshared.org. You could email us, info@overshared.org. You could reach out on our Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, any way you want. We'd love to know if you're a company that's maybe downtown or somewhere in town that you would allow rideshare drivers to pee when they need to. That would be actually really handy. And we can make a little list of the places that will allow rideshare drivers to stop and use the restroom.
That honestly would be life-changing for the nighttime drivers. Well, that is huge.
Also, the first year I did rideshare, I got a UTI from holding my pee for too long. For real.
I mean, it's a for real
like
need.
That really honestly happened.
For real. Like, it's a health thing. But you know, and I kind of feel like we should have a little sad music playing underneath here while we talk about it. Maybe a little Sarah McLachlan, something like that. You know, but, you know, it is an actual for real need.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And like when you stop at gas stations and you even like buy gas or buy something at the gas station and then you go in to use their bathroom and they say, sorry, we don't let anyone use our bathroom after 10 p.m. First of all, I think that's against the law. It, maybe it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't actually know. But I don't know.
It should be.
Right. It should be against our social laws anyway. That's just.
I mean, I have literally gone to like four or five gas stations in a row and missed like an hour at a time of work because I needed to pee so bad. And I'm a girl and you can't just pee anywhere. Downtown, you can't just pull over anywhere. Like in the middle of nowhere, sure, you could pull over and open your doors like I did. But you can't do that downtown, and there's literally nowhere to pee.
Well, and so I would say that, you know, before you became a rideshare driver, how many times did you have to pull open your doors to go pee on the side of the road? I mean, this is really related to this job. Well, okay.
It is.
I don't know if you've grown up with hippie parents.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to pivot to Josh. Josh, don't ignore the ladies for a second. How many times before this were you peeing in cups in your car?
Never.
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 Oh, is that the right answer?
That's the right answer.
That is the right answer.
I'm a girl and I have peed in a cup in a car.
Me too.
Because, you know, hippie parents.
Okay.
It's just the wig.
Let's say between the age you left home to start your own life.
I mean, Timmy's kind of looking up a little bit.
The number has gone down, I will say. Absolutely.
Okay, we're not building the sympathy that I would like with our audience.
Okay, so.
Because if you're going to just pee on the side of the road anywhere.
We need some soft, sentimental music. Maybe a little black and white, sepia tone. Some pictures of rideshare drivers, you know, with sad faces. Maybe a little tear trickling down their cheek, you know, while they like clutch their...
Can we have a little cat?
Maybe they could have a cat. I don't know why they'd have a cat while they're rideshare driving, but they could.
Are sad.
Hang in there.
We could do the hang in there cat, and you know, we could just put together a piece and we could show our sad little thing to all the businesses downtown. Yes. And maybe they'd have some sympathy and they would let rideshare drivers pee in their restrooms,
and we will love you forever if you let us do that. That's all we want. We want is to just pee. That's all.
That's it.
I'm not asking for blood or money or sex.
Just one restroom a day could prevent 100 rideshare drivers from having UTI.
Wait, not a day.
No, I'm just saying
an hour or two.
It's like those just 10 cents a day could feed a child. I was going for a thing here.
Oh, sorry. Like I said, I'm Italian and I talk over people. Just get used to it because I can't stop.
We
sorry.
Both do. There's no changing it.
As Josh sits here in silence. And like,
I'm just happy I'm not the loudest person in the room this time. Like normally my mom would always say like, inside voice. And then like I got older and it was still like 25 and I was like hearing inside voice. awesome. Fuck that inside voice. Fuck that.
You know, it's possible that companies might be more willing to do it if you offered to, like, show that you are a driver with your app or something. I'm sure people aren't opposed to doing that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I could carry around stickers if they want a sticker.
I mean, I'll give them a sticker. I'll say you are the best
gas station in Austin. I'll put a sticker on their shirts. Yeah. For letting me use the bathroom.
Kind of like an I voted sticker, but you're like,
I'm a nice person and I let someone pee. You should get a reward for that. And that reward should be a sticker.
Gold star.
We could put a gold star on the sticker.
Little drop.
What if it's like.
All right, Tara, since you are our logistics person, go ahead and get started on that.
Yes,
I'm on it.
Totally. I'm going to need a really big roll.
Everybody's going to be so helpful,
like toilet paper.
Right?
I could like attach it to my belt or something, like my belt loop. As I walk into the gas station, I'm like, and here's a sticker for you.
A pricing gun. Just right on their face.
Oh, could you imagine like a sticker gun? That would be so fun. But then
I'm having this picture of like some kind of golden raindrop type thing that is a sticker that we put on their door signifying that it's a place that rideshare drivers could pee.
That's
kind of too
normal.
Close to a golden shower. That's probably not the image
for showers, Josh. That's like drinking your pee, right?
Actually, it's totally different. Sharing your pee.
Don't share your pee. That's gross.
I mean, we're all about oversharing, but you know, only
come on
now.
You can't have my pee.
Get it together. It's too much. First episode, okay?
We gotta ease down. Yes.
It's not called overshared. It's just overshared.
We're trying to get them to come to the second episode.
Just act cool, guys. Act normal.
Yeah.
Be cool.
My favorite time to drive is actually 2 a.m. I really honestly love that rush, like that bar rush. Mm. I know most drivers hate that, like even like the Uber drivers, they hate it. And a lot of people will avoid it at all costs.
I live for that rush.
I love that feeling. I love when there's 200-300 cars on the road and there's hundreds of people everywhere and there's drunk people falling and I just like
fights happening.
Yeah, fights happening.
Real life cops, video game.
Cops like you know, driving by really
little
fast.
Points going up.
I mean, it just feels cool. And when they get in the car, you know, we do our little greeting and then I'm like, okay. So I promise you that I'm a good driver, but just ignore everything I do for the next like 4 minutes and I'll get us out of here. And they like, they hesitate for a second and they're like, what do you mean by that? And then I start zipping through the traffic. Like I just cut people off. I will run into a car because they'll move every time. You know, like you'll move because people love their cars. Like, they love
their lives. They also love their lives.
No, they love their cars more than their lives.
It's funny because like you think you're in a very dangerous situation, but I promise you everyone cares about their car so much more than they act like. As soon as you start turning your car into their car, they will do anything to get out of your way. And you're just like, doo-doo-doo. You're just like, swerve right through and it's great. And I get out of that like danger zone within a few minutes every time. I'm sure you do too.
Oh yeah.
And my passengers like cringe, but it's amazing. It's like my favorite thing.
I always like doing it where like you're pulling all these moves that are very like, it seems like it should be dangerous, but somehow it just feels like a ballet.
Yes.
And it just, it's so effortless. And it just glides. You move, and a driver tries to kill you.
And scooter swings in.
They don't. Nothing ever happens. And then you just walk out, and you go, this shit's kind of fun.
Like, yeah. Well, and then your passenger thinks you're, like, amazing. Because you get down to 35, which is just a few blocks, you know? But, I mean, you just got out of this really crazy zone that they wouldn't even dare drive in, you know, most of them. And you just got out of that, and you're, like, getting on to 35, and they're like, wow. You know? And you're like, that's nothing.
Don't tell me. I know it.
Like, I love that feeling. I don't know why, but I love that feeling.
Please don't have sex in my backseat.
Yeah, right?
Please do not play porn.
Let's not bail this any further. Quit fucking in the back of my car.
Please, yeah. No, literally, please. It's yeah. not kinky. It's not...
It's not sexy. Sex.
No, it's not anything. It's just gross.
Yes. It is very, very,
it's gross.
Very gross.
Don't do it.
Yes. And if her head starts not being in
visible?
My... if I can't see her head anymore in the mirror, we are pulling over and you are getting the fuck out. Or, I don't care why.
No. Or I see it, then I don't. Then I see it, then I don't. Then I see it.
I remember... The scary part was when I saw... One time it was like, I saw him sitting in the middle, and then I saw her head, and then I saw her hair just like start whipping around. Like, I was like, she just did like an Aria Grande like hair flip. And I was like, what the fuck is she? And then like, I turned around just because I was like, this is too weird. Like, what is, and I was like, ah, shit. Fuck. Oh, God. Like, I was embarrassed by the shenanigans that were going on. I felt violated.
Well, you were violated. I mean, actually, really, that's yes. public indecency.
Yes.
That is actually what yes. that is.
Don't play porn in my car. I don't want to hear it. Please don't.
Please tell me that hasn't happened a lot, though, right?
Several times.
Oh, so.
I've never.
You know what that is? That's a problem waiting for a solution, right? So we need to start the porn rideshare business.
No, we don't. No,
plastic back seats.
Stop it.
Hoseable.
Does it, honey,
do whatever
it kinda
the fuck
like,
you want.
Like a sneeze guard? Do you get a sneeze guard thing like they have at Subway?
A sneeze guard and like a 40-inch TV so mm-hmm. they can watch whatever they want. Yes.
That's called a limo. Or a police
I don't
guard.
Think Tammy and Josh want to be a part of any of that.
I don't like any of this business no, idea.
It's a rolling hotel. That's
but it
all
stops. Is it going to make $1 million?
In the first week?
I'm in.
Etiquette tip. Be discreet. Please refrain from public displays of affection, such as tongue kissing, heavy petting, dry humping, oral and digital stimulation, penetration of any kind, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, doggy style, the dirty Sanchez, the donkey punch, the Cleveland steamer. Well, you get the idea. If life hands you lemons, it's not time for a lemon party.
Have you ever had somebody pick up your drink and start drinking it?
Yes.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, me
Are
too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, hey, you've got mono, so.
Right?
They deserve True. It.
True. No, but like.
And you should tell them that when they do it. Like, good luck with that, because I have mono and it's a real bitch.
Yeah. And Josh should just always go, yeah, that's not tea.
No, but
oh,
like
perfect.
A lot, I've had it actually happen a lot where like I'm driving and we build rapport, you know, like you really get to know these people sometimes and you're just talking and the guy will pick up the drink and he'll be like, can I have some? I'll be like,
what?
No, I don't know you.
I don't do that with my wife.
I know.
Ask me, I say yeah. no, but if they pick it up and sip out of it before they ask, then I throw it away after they get out.
Why? I was in an Uber with a friend, and my friend was like, hey, do you have water? And the guy was like, no, I just have my water bottle. And it was like, he already drank like half of his water bottle. And he's like, but if you need some water, you can take some. And my friend goes, why, thank you. And unscrewed his water bottle and drank out of his water bottle.
Ew.
I was pissed off at both of them. I was like, I am mad at you. I am disappointed in you. Like,
you are filthy humans.
Yes. I'm like, you get a 1 star. You are getting unfriended. I can't fuck with any of this.
You know that feeling when you've met a new person and you're talking for a little bit and you feel like maybe they could be your new best friend? And then you take the sharing to the next level, say, by talking about your most embarrassing stories or, you know, that time. time you maybe accidentally kind of drank your own pee? Yeah. You know what always makes that awkward silence better? When they overshare too. That's new best friend material right there. So, don't leave us hanging. Go to overshare.org and submit your story. You can record right from your smartphone with the click of a button. You even have a chance to re-record, so you can listen to it and re-record until you get it exactly the way that you want it. The important thing is, overshare with us. We'd love to hear your crazy stories. Oh, and you know what else a good friend does? They let you use their bathroom. So, Austin, if you have a business and you would let rideshare drivers use your bathroom after 10 p.m., we'd love to know. Go to our website, overshare.org, click the contact button. We'll put together a list and we'll share it with the rideshare community. So, you know, to sum this up, not to make it awkward, overshare with us, let us pee in your bathroom, rate us, review us, and, you know, like us and listen every week. I think that this new friendship could really work.